And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday morning that, as far as I know, I don't think it's storming or raining out yet. But we'll have those weather updates, of course, throughout the hour and really every hour here on News Radio KME. And any questions, comments, concerns, 785-537-1350. Andrew on the other side of glass will be sure to pick it up and we'll try and patch you through. Right now, I am here with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. Kevin, welcome.
Good morning. And no, it's not raining out there. Just drove in. I think, in fact, the sun's shining a little bit. So,
all right.
Yeah,
all right.
A little cooler than yesterday, so it's not too bad.
Right now, it's pretty much perfect.
Yeah, it's pretty well. The wind's blowing. It's Kansas, though, so we ought to be able to accept that.
Well, if you're in the kite flying or something like that,
it'd be a great day for kite flying. That's right.
All right. Well, quite a year for MCC, and really, you just see it with a lot of new infrastructure, just a lot of exciting things this year.
Yeah, it really has been a good year on our campus, and it's one of the things, as you said, it's very visible, and I get comments everywhere I go, is our new activity center that we're building, and really, that's a part of the whole Next Generation campaign that we announced just over a year ago. And one of those first goals was an improved first impression, which changed the north half of our campus with a new parking lot, new lighting, new landscaping. It really, really looks nice, and the rain we've had this spring has really helped it even look nicer, and so that's been something that we're excited to have been able to accomplish in the last year. And another goal of that is technology and security, and this would be something that, you know, just the average citizen in Manhattan wouldn't see driving by, but been able to add a card access system to three of our buildings, which has really, I think, helped out a lot. They're on timers, so they lock automatically at the right times and open at the right times, but then students and faculty and staff still have access while it's secure. And so we've been able to accomplish that in the last year, which is something neat. You know, one of those would be our Women's Residence Hall, Jolliffe Hall, and then our main building. And it also adds for meal cards that our students can keep track of their meal plan just by scanning their card. And I know a lot of other colleges and universities, K-State's had it for a while, but we just added it last year. And so that's something we've really been glad to add. And it's quite an expense. So, you know, we had to wait and do it at the right time. And then the most obvious, obviously, is the activity center, you know, the infrastructure that's going on there. And what's kind of exciting is the progress has continued. And from what we had a construction meeting on Monday, and I think they're still on schedule, you know, which is one of the amazing things. You know, a lot of times things get held up, but our mild winter, I think, helped that tremendously, you know, because we were able to not really have too many days of lost work because of winter going on. And so they're on schedule. It's doing well. When you look inside, they're sheetrocking in the main gym now. That means the offices, locker rooms, those are sheetrocked. They're going into the main gym. And pretty soon, I think this week, they'll be adding the Tectum, which is the sound deadening boards that will go in there. And they've even started on the south side with land, starting to shape the land for the new parking lot and sidewalks that'll go all the way around the building. And the targeted date on the contract is to be done by September 1st. And I think right now we're tracking that direction. And so now that the building is, you know, 98% dried in with the windows and doors, and they've got one more curtain wall of windows in that north entryway to put in, that will really eliminate any weather delays. And so it's really pretty exciting to see. We recently announced, too, the name of the center. It's going to be the Howie's Activity Center, and that's in honor of the generosity of Howard and Joanne Wilson, who are part of Howie's Enterprises here in town. So we have a corporate name on our activity center of Howie's Activity Center, and that's really going to be something exciting. And when we look at that whole campaign goal, the goal was really $3.6 million. The actual need was just over $3.8 million, and we are now closing in on raising $3.9 million toward that project. And so we're really, really grateful for the many partners who've stood with us and encourage people to keep driving by. I know my in-laws drive by often just to see what's going on, and I'm sure other people do as well. I think the traffic on Laramie has been slowed down some because people slow down to take a look, so it's been fun to see.
I'd be guilty of that, I think. I think it was just the other day I was over near that part of MCC near campus, and I looked over, and I had to do a double take because it's been a while since I've seen the progress over there, and I was like, wow.
Right.
That's an impressive building.
It is, and it's even bigger on the inside. You know, that often says that when you see it on the outside, when you get inside, it's even bigger. And we had our annual skip day in late April, and we're able to the construction guys shut down that early one day, and they enjoyed that opportunity. So we took our students through and had a signing ceremony where they could sign their names, they could write scriptures, put prayers on the wall, and our students were amazed at how much bigger the building really is on the inside. And to kind of give a frame of reference, on the end of the courts, we'll have an extra 13 feet on both sides of the end of a basketball court. So, I mean, that's pretty big, 26 extra feet off the court. So it's going to be fun to see it come together. We're hoping in early September, maybe the second week, to have our groundbreaking and ribbon cutting. Not ribbon cutting. We've already done the groundbreaking, but do a ribbon cutting and encourage the community to come out and join us and have a tour of the building. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, well, I hope you invite us.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to come.
All right, good, good. I'm excited to see that because if you can just talk a little bit about what brought along this need, because I think before, when you needed that sort of space, you really kind of had to scramble at times what you've had to do.
Yeah, we have. We've had athletics on campus for almost 70 years, and we've rented city facilities that entire time. And as is well aware of everybody in the community of Manhattan, the need of athletic space with, you know, not only the children's athletics, but youth athletics as well as college athletics and everything going on. It has made scheduling tighter and harder throughout the years. And so for us to be able to add that space will be exciting for us. But the positive is it'll also free up some space. You know, and our women's and men's basketball team have practiced at 6 in the morning and 10:30 at night. And, you know, it'll be nice for them to be able to schedule it a little more reasonable hours. I think our college kids don't mind the late night, but the early morning kills them. But our coaches, the late night kills them and the early morning's a little easier. So it'll be nice to be able to schedule it. And so that'll be a wonderful opportunity for us.
All right. And you know what? Let's go ahead and go to another break before we come back. A lot more to talk about with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. Back in a few here on News Radio KMAN.